ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
Sokti Gemara Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Reb Zeiri, Amar Reb Chanan, Amar Rav, Mezuzah Shekosva, Shtayim, Shtayim, Ksheir. A mezuzah that's written Shtayim, Shtayim. Rashi says Shtayim, Shtayim means two words per line. And the Gemara says the halacha is Ksheir. Now the Gemara clears the Shaila, Boiluhu, Shtayim, Vishalosh, Vachas, Mau. What's the halacha if you have a mezuzah that has two words on one line, three words on the next line, and one word on the last line, or on the next line? 2, 3, and 1. Shtayim, v'sholosh, v'achas. Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok, kol shchein shaso kashira. Kol shchein it's kosher, because you made it in the tzura of a shira. A shira is, the Gemara is naming on now, a shira is a kosher iksav. So kol shchein it's kosher. You made it like a chelik of the Torah. Rashi says, like shiras az yashir. The Braisa says that if you write regular parasha in the form of a shira, or a shira like a regular parasha, it's puzzle. So why are you saying kol shchein that it's kosher because you made it like a shira? Forget it. If you make a regular parasha like a shira, it's puzzle. And for the Gemara, kitanya hi b'sefer Torah. When it says that if you write regular ksav like a shira, that's only going on a sefer Torah. So, k'ti gemara, it manami omer rav bar chana omer rav yechanan, ve'amri lo omer rav acha bar bar chana omer rav yechanan, mezuzah shaso shtayim v'sholosh v'achas k'shera, 2, 3, 1 is kosher, u'bavad shalei asenu k'kuvo v'lad shalei asenu k'zonav. But you shouldn't make it like a kuvo or like a zonav. Rashi says a kuvo means an oil that's narrow on top and wider on the bottom, like a triangle. So that would be 1, 2, and 3. One word, two words, and then three words. So it's getting wider as you go down. And kezanov would be the opposite, like the tail, like a tail of an animal, that at the point of its connection to the guf, it's wider, and then it gets narrower as you go down. So that would be 3, 2, 1. So let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara, to the original shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara asked any boy, what's the halacha by shtayim v'sholosh v'achas? And the Gemara is clearing, is it kosher, is it possible? So we have to understand, what are the tzadim in the Gemara that it should be possible? What's the hava mir that there should be something wrong with it? So in shaylas tshuva is koyach shor, in sim lamed hay, he speaks out the possibilities of this shayla. He says the suffix couldn't have been, is it kosher even though the lines are not even on the side, because they're jutting out and in, so they don't have even lines. Maybe you need dafka even lines. That can't be, because we know that the halach is, even by a sefer Torah, it's poshut that the lines don't have to be even, and even if one is in and one is out, it's still kosher. Then he says it also can't be that the Gemara was clarifying maybe shtayim sholosh achas, 2, 3, and 1, which is the clarity of the Gemara. That's the case of the Gemara shayla. Maybe the Gemara is clarifying that case might be possible al tzegzeira, because over here you have 2 and 3 and then 1. If that 1 would be on the top, then it would be 1, 2, 3, and then it would be kikuva, and it would be possible. So maybe the Gemara's shaila was that 2 and 3 and 1, where that 1 that's now on the bottom, if it would be on the top, it would be possible. So maybe even now that it's not on the top, it's on the bottom, and you have a tzura that be'etzim should be kosher, because it's 2, 3, and 1, maybe that should be pasul al tzegzeir. And it's interesting that it's a shtickle lotion, it's a shtickle the lotion of the taz. The taz in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Peches, Sif Katan Dalad, when the taz brings the final memory of Rabbi Yochanan, Mezuzah shosol shtayim, when the mechaber brings the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, Mezuzah shosol shtayim shosh v'achas ksheiru, ubavad shli asenu kekubo, ubavad shli asenu kezonov. So the taz says that the lashon that speaks out that shtayim shosh v'achas is kosher, on those words the taz says, even though if that one that's now on the bottom would be on the top, it would be possible, still the halacha is that it's kosher. It means the halacha, or the etzem member of Rabbi Yochanan, is speaking out that it's kosher, even though if it would be in a different order, and it would be 1, 2, 3, it would be possible. So that one that's now on the bottom, if it would be on the top, it would be possible. Still, shtayim shalosh v'achas is kosher. So zok the koyach shor, that's fine in the lashon of the etzem member of Rabbi Yochanan, and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. But in the original shayla of the Gemara, you can't say that was the shayla, because this memra goes together. And we'll see in the svaris of why Kikuva and Kezanov is possible, we'll see why it's even said in this nusach. But this memra went together. It was a memra of Rabbi Yochanan, the shtayim shalosh v'achas is kosher, ubavad shli yasenu kikuva, ubavad shli yasenu kezanov. So if you know that Zanov and Kuva is possible, so where do you know it from? You know it from the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. And in the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, it already says the shtayim shalosh v'achas is kosher. So what's the original Gemara Shaila of Shtayim Shalosh V'Achas? So Zok the Koyach Shor, the Shaila was that it was poshut to the Baal HaRiboi that a mezuzah that's written like a shira is posel. His Shaila just was, does this have a tzura of a shira? Because normal a shira is Ariach Al Gabi Levena. That means that you have long and you have short and you have long and you have short, and it goes back and forth in a uniform tzura, and there's a seder hadvarim. So, you have a uniform sticking out and in and out and in, and that's what gives it the tzura of a shira. And you see that there's a shira going on over here. It's not just a jumble. So over here you have shtayim, and then you have shalosh, and it doesn't go back to shtayim. You have shtayim and shalosh, and then it goes back, and then it goes to achas. So the Gemara's Shaila was, is this a Shira? It's posh that a Shira by a mezuzah is possible. Shaila just is, does this have a tzura of a Shira or not? So then Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Kol Shchein, Shoso Kishira. Avad it's kosher because you made it like a Shira. Aye, the Baal HaYiboi said that you make it like a Shira, it's possible. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was arguing on the Hanocha of the Baal HaYiboi. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was saying that if you make it like a Shira, it's kosher. You're wrong in your hanocha if you make it like a shira, it's possible. If you make it like a shira, it's kosher. Frag the Gemara from the Braisa that if you make a regular ksav like a shira, it's possible. And for the Gemara, that's talking about Sefer Torah. So as we stand right now in this point of the Gemara, l'chore it looks like, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that it's kosher. Gufa, because you made it like a shira is gevaldik by mezuzah. Frag the Gemara, the Braisa says shira is possible. So he has to be madchik because he holds that shira is kosher by mezuzah. He has to say that price is only talking about a Sefer Torah. So, itmanami or Rabbi Chanan Yochanan, that shtayim shalosh v'achas is kosher. So it sounds like itmanami like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that the tzura v'shira is kosher by mezuzah, and then you have to be mukum debraisa that says that shira kiyotz, that aso kashira or shira kiyotzaba, or shira kamoisa, that it's possible that that's only talking about a Sefer Torah. That could be the etzim tzura of the Gemara. What we said the shaila was, that the shaila was avada shira is possible, and the shaila is this a shira or not? So when the Gemara asked the shaila, the Gemara held that avada shira is possible. The Gemara was clearing, does this have a tzura of a shira? Zokrim Nachum Yitzchok, shira is kosher. Your hanocha was wrong and shira is kosher. So now we always have two possibilities why shtayim shalosh v'achas could be kosher. It could either be kosher because shira is kosher, which was what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was saying, or maybe like the original tzad of the Baal HaYiboi, that avada shira is possible, but this doesn't have a tzura of a shira, and maybe it'll be kosher. So when the Gemara says itmanami omer Rabbi Chana omer Rabbi Yochanan, that shtayim shalosh v'achas is kosher, It's lav davka because we're going with the time of Rav Nachum Yitzchak that Shira is kosher. It could be avad that we're masking that Shira is posel, but we're going back to the tzar of the Baloi Boi that Shira is kosher. And then, going back to the tzar of the Baloi Boi that this is not a Shira. Not that Shira is kosher, like Rav Nachum Yitzchak, but fakir, Shira is posel, but this is not a Shira. What do you gain? What do we gain with this? Zokta Kayakshor, there's a tremendous gain. Because according to the original, what you would say, like the Signun HaGemara, that says Rav Nachum Yitzchak answered that it's kosher. Because it's like a Shira. In fact, the Gemara from Shira, from the Braisa that says that Shira is possible, and for the Gemara, that's going on Sefer Torah. So if the Itmar Nam Yom Rav Bachano Ambi Echanon, the Shayim Shoshal Achas, it's kosher, was going on that flow of the Gemara, then it would be mashma that he holds that avada this has a tzura of a shira, but shira is kosher by mezuzah. And then you have to say that the brisa is going on a sefer Torah. Lamaisa in that brisa, it has other halachas. In that brisa, lamashal, it says that if you make a psucha a stuma or a stuma a psucha, if you have the sheer parsha that's supposed to be between two parshias, which in a mezuzah would be the amount of space that you have to have between Shema and Vayim Shemaya, that in a mezuzah it's supposed to be, we pass an halacha lamais, it's supposed to be a stuma. And we'll see him, it's a shem, in coming up in the Gemara, that the Gemara is going to discuss it. And grada by mezuzah taka, if it's supposed to be a stuma and you made it a psucha, the Gemara is going to say that it's kosher. But the Gemara has a different reason. But from that halacha of psucha shasa stuma, that it's possible, the place can learn out of kalva chayimer, that if you didn't make a sheer parasha at all, it's for sure possible. So what happens if you didn't make a shir parsha at all in a mezuzah? Pashtus, it should be possible. Even if you hold that in a mezuzah that's supposed to be a stuma, if you made it into a psucha, it's kosher for the reason that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem when we get there. But that's as long as you have a shir parsha. Pashtus, if you have no shir parsha in a mezuzah, it should be possible. And the makor of that should be this brisa. The brisa says that when you're supposed to make a psucha a stuma or a stuma a psucha, that it's possible. And kol shchein, Zokta Poiskim, that it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that when you're supposed to make a sheer parasha and you leave out a sheer parasha that it's pasul, that the Poiskim say is a kal v'chaymer from the din of psucha stuma and stuma psucha, which is also in this brisa. So if you say that this brisa, if you go like this, like the pashta signan ha-Gemara, that this whole brisa is only talking about a sefer Torah, so then you wouldn't even, you don't have a makar for that din. It means all the dinim, this is a brisa that's brought in the Gemara and Shabbos down Kuf Gimel on the base, all the dinim that it says over there in that brisa would only apply to Sefer Torah, and they wouldn't apply to mezuzah. But like the way the Kayach Shor learned the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Shaila was, is this a Shira or not? So Eino Chinami, Rav Nachum Yitzchak said that it's kosher because by a mezuzah, Shira is kosher. But when the Gemara says, Itmanami, Amra Mechanan, Biyachanan, that Shtarim Shal Shvachas is kosher, that could be, was not going because Shira is kosher in a mezuzah, but because this doesn't have a tzura of a Shira. Just to point out, Tosfos, Chayre did not learn like this Kayachshah. Because Tosfos is handling, the whole Tosfos Divin Maskel HaSol Kashira, the whole Tosfos is asking on the Pshat of the Gemara, that says that price is only going on Sefer Torah, and Tosfos brings various rayas that the halachas in that price apply to other svarim, and Tosfos asks, and Tosfos has a teretz that it was only klapi ledin that was said over there in that gemara. Tosfos is bothered by the fact that our gemara is mashma that this price is only talking about a Sefer Torah, and in halacha lemaisa this price seems to apply to other svarim also. And he says, Terutzim, according to the Kayach Shor, Tosfos Kasha is not Shver, because that was only in this step of the Gemara when the Gemara was bringing, when the Gemara was asking on Rav Nachum Yitzchak, because Rav Nachum Yitzchak held that Shira and Mezuzah is Kasha. But according to the Iboy of the Gemara, the Tzad that it's Kasha, which could have also been the Maskana of Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that Shtayim Shalosh V'Achas is Kasha, it could be that not because Shira is Kasha, but because this doesn't have its Surah Shira, so then Tosfos Kasha wouldn't be Shver. In the Etzem Din that the Gemara brought of Ubu Shtaim Shosh Vachas is Kosher, Ubuvach Liasenu Kikuva, Vulach Liasenu Kizonov. So, what's the reason for this psul of Kuva and Zonov? Why is it that if it's Achas Shtaim Vesholish or Sholish Shtaim Vachas, if it's shaped like a triangle or an upside down triangle, like a segel, that it would be that the mezuzah would be possible. What's the reason for this din? So the in Shailos Hatshuvos Zayis Ramam Chelik Beis Siman Aleph, he says that the reason why it's possible is because it's muchach from the tzir of the writing that what you're writing is not a mezuzah. It's like you're making a picture, making a nice design that you have one line and then it gets wider and then it gets wider, or fakir, it gets more narrow. It's the tzura of a design. It's not kisve kodesh. It's muchach that what you're writing is not a mezuzah. And he says that this pshat is muchach from the lashon of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, mezuzah shall so shtayim shalosh v'achas is ksheiro, b'vach le'yasenu kikuba, b'vach le'yasenu kizonav. Means shtayim shalosh v'achas is still fine. Just don't make it like a kuva and don't make it like a zonav. Now if it would be a din, that there's a gzeres hakosev or halacha mashm Sinai, that kuva and zonav is possible, then the lashon that you would have to say it is, so kikuva, so kizonav is possible. Shtayim shalosh v'achas is still kosher. And the diik is not so much in the order that shtayim shalosh v'achas is kosher. It's the ubelvad. Ubelvad shalei yasenu kikubel v'lad shalei yasenu kizonav. Meaning, shtayim shalosh v'achas you could still get away with. But don't push things too far to become like a kuva and a zonav. Because then already you're out of bounds. Then already you stepped out of the line of what's in the tzura of mezuzah. It's mashma from the lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't come outright and say kuva and zonav is puzzle. It sounds like it's a svara. Shtayim shalosh v'achas, you're still within the svara of what looks like a mezuzah. Kuva and zonav is already too far, and it's puzzle. So the Zayis Ranan says that the reason for the psul is because it looks like you're making another tzura, and he's medayik it from the lashon of the Gemara. The Zayis Ranan himself says that l'chayr loytis pshat, it would come out that in tefillin would also be puzzle, because tefillin also. What you showed that what you're making over here is not tefillin. What you're making over here is a tzura. You're being mitzayir a tzura, and you're not writing tefillin. L'chayre on that yesh la'ayin, because in the sugi of sirtut, Rabbi Nutam says that one of the reasons to not necessarily have tefillin sirtut by tefillin is because tefillin is not read by a sefer Torah, by a Megillah. It's you open it and you read it, so the lines have to be straight. Mashenken by tefillin, that you don't read it, you fold it up, you put it into the bottom, and nobody's reading the tefillin. So tefillin doesn't need sirtut. So if it doesn't need sirtut because it's not read, so then maybe the fact that you made it like into another tzura l'chayr, that might have to do with the din of how it looks. It's something that you're reading, you're coming to read, or maybe the Zayis Ranan is saying that has nothing to do with how you read it. But etzem, what did you do over here? It's like in the Shem Tefillin, in the Shem Mezuzah, something's missing. Because what you made was a tzuru, you didn't make a tefillin. So maybe it has to do with how it looks, or maybe it has to do with that advises your intention. Yesh la'ayin. The Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, in Perek Hei Mehilchos Mezuzah, where the Rambam says the din of Kuva and Zonov. So the Kiryas Sefer says that the reason is because it says Uchsav Tom al Mezuzah Speisecho, and Ksav Tom is that you have to have a Ksiva Tama, and Tama means Tama Ushleima, and this is out of the realm of a Ksiva Tama. It's vice versa if the lines aren't matching up on the side, that's not a problem of Ksiva Tama, but if you have a whole new tzura, you have Shtayim, Ya'ach Shtayim Shalish, it's going out like a Kuva or it's going in like a Zanov. That already is felt in Thomas. So we could say two nafkaminas between these two tzedolim. One nafkamina is when you're counting the lines of 1 and 2 and 3, do you count a regular line? Meaning, the poskim say that this psul of kuva and zanov applies even if you have it only on one side. So let's say you have one side of the mezuzah, on the end of the mezuzah, we're writing from right to left, so the left side of the mezuzah, you have three lines that are each one sticking out more than the next, but really only two lines are out of the regular line. means you have the margin, the sirtet on the left side, which creates the left margin of the mezuzah. So you have a straight line going down, and all of the oisis are beautifully lined up. And then, on one of the lines, you have sticking out, well, whatever the shear is that could make a problem, sticking out a couple of oisis, let's say, or maybe even an ois. The poskim say halacha lemaisa that we're machmer on even one ois, a full ois sticking out, and then the next line it's sticking out another ois. So over here, if you look at these three ois, these three lines together, you mamash have a kuv. You have 1, 2, and 3. But the first line of this set of three lemaisa is a regular line. So if you say the chisaron is because of tama, so you can say that kol zman, the first line is a regular line, so it can be sefelt in tamas. You don't have three lines that are missing in tamas, because ksiva tama, so the first of these three was written like a regular line. So it's still within the realm of ksiva tama. But if you say that what you're doing is you're making a new tzura, soif kol soif, when I look at this mezuzah, I see a tzura. I see a tzura of a kuva. I see 1, 2, 3. I see three lines, and they're in a perfect order, which is not the regular order of a mezuzah. There's a new tzir over here. It's a tzir of a kuva. And taka, it's brought b'shem of Yashu Zichron Levracha, that he went with this reason of the Zayis Ranan, of the fact that the reason for the psul is that you're making a new tzura. And Mamela over here, he was machmer, that even if it's only sticking out two lines, it'll still be possible. Because between the three lines, you have a new tzir that's not the tzir of a mezuzah, it's a new tzir. The Shevet Alevi, in Chelek Tes, Semen Resh Tezvav, Ois Beis, Shevet Alevi is Mekel, I'll pee the Sfara, L'chayre, it doesn't say that his reason is because of the Kiryas Sefer, but maybe he rammed on that the reason was, like the Kiryas Sefer, and the first reason is not Tamas. It could be that he holds like the Zayis Ranan, and still he holds that the first line, you don't add into the shape of the Tzura, because that's called part of the regular mezuzah, but the Maizal Kopon Rabbi Yashav was Machber because of this reason. Now, there'll be another nafkamina fakert. What happens if the lines are sticking out, but they're not in a uniform order? It means, let's say one line, even if all three are sticking out, one line is sticking out one ois, the next is sticking out five oisies, and the next is sticking out one more than that. So between the three of them, you have three that are sticking out in a row, 1, 2, and 3. So if you hold the reason is als tamas, that should be possible. That should be possible, because you have three sticking out, and they're not in a row. You have three sticking out in a row, and the shear of not tamas is three sticking out in a row. But since they're not uniform, so according to the svara of the Zayis Ranan, l'chayre would be kosher, because the whole svara is that you're taking a mezuzah and you're making it into a new tzura. This has no tzura. A tzura is a neat uniform picture that you're making a new, you're being mitzayer tzuras. Over here, there's nothing mitzayer tzuras, it's punked, the lines are sticking in and out, but they don't have any uniformity to them. They're not like a new picture. It doesn't take away from the fact that what you're writing was a mezuzah, because what you have over here is takanat tzir, and it's brought b'shem l'Rabbi Yashav, that he taka held that it's kosher b'chahai gavna, because of this svar.
The next Gemara says, Amar of Chizna al Ha'aretz b'shita achroina. The last words of the mezuzah, al Ha'aretz, have to be on the b'shita achroina, on the last line. So the Gemara brings a machlokes, if this is b'soif shita, or if it's b'tchilas shita. And the Gemara brings reasons. The Madnerma that says that it's b'soif shita, kegavoye shomayim al Ha'aretz. That means that Kimei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz, the words shamayim should be al ha-aretz, they should be on top of the aretz. Like the pasuk says, kigovoye shamayim al ha-aretz. And Rashi says, the remez is that just like the height of shamayim on the aretz, that great height, that's how long it should be yirbu yemeichem v'mei v'neichem. That's the mandama that says besoif shita. The mandama that says betchilas shita is kihechi demarach kishamayim ba'aretz. Just like shamayim is far from the aretz, because kimeha shamayim, it says on the end of the line, and al ha'aretz is on the beginning of the line. If you hold betchilas shita, al ha'aretz is on the beginning of the line. So shamayim and aretz are far from each other. Kihechi demarach kishamayim ba'aretz means the diuk is on the richuk. Masha'en Kain, in the first pshat, even though they're also far from each other, everyone's masking that Shemayim and Eretz are the same distance from each other, but the diuk is on the govoya, is on the height of Shemayim over the Eretz. Now Rashi says that if you hold besoif shita, and the Rambam says kegovoya Shemayim al Eretz, the pshat is that there's nothing written on that last line except for al ha'aretz. Rashi says that applies to both pshatim. Means both pshatim hold that al ha'aretz is the only two words on that line. The shaila is, where is it written? Is it written on the right side, like you would write a regular line, just two words on that line? That's betchilas shita. Besoif shita holds it, there's an empty space, and it's written on the last words of the line. And then it would be written directly under the words kimei ha'shamayim. Kimei ha'shamayim, and right under that it says al ha'aretz. That's according to Rashi's pshat. Now, the Remukiyos of Sloshin is besoif shita, shekoisev kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz b'shita achas, shetzorech sheyu shamayim al ha'aretz, demashma kegovoy shamayim al ha'aretz ken yarichu yameichem. The Nemuk Yosef says that kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz is b'shita achas, that it's on one line. Means it would seem from the Losh of the Nemuk Yosef that the pshat is that the mezuzah ends kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz besoif shita, that there's one long line. It means our minhag is the mezuzah has 22 lines, so that according to the pshat that holds besoif shita would have 21 lines, and that last line would end straight kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz, and it would end at the end of the line. So according to that, what would the pshat be that shamayim is al ha'aretz? And the Nemuk Yosef says that the reason for this is shekoisev kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz b'shita achas shetzorich sheyu shamayim al ha'aretz, because Shemayim has to be on top of the Aretz. So it would seem that Shemayim and Aretz have to be next to each other, and Shemayim will be earlier in the line than Aretz, then that is called that Shemayim is on top of the Aretz. Because on the flow, as you're reading from right to left, so whatever is more to the right is called on top, and that would be Kimei HaShemayim al Haaretz. There is in some of the newer Gemaras, by the Tzinnamuk Yosef, there's a Haggah that says v'tzarechian, it would seem to me that the pshat, that's the problem, the tzarechian is, because how is that called on top? And he brings different gears, so that their gears, shekoisev kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz b'shito acheres. Instead of b'shito achas, they say b'shito acheres. Either way, zicher, the Mardcha brings such a pshat. Because the Mardcha says, the Mardcha asks a kasha, which is really Tarsus kasha. We'll speak in a second about Tarsus. Just the Mardcha says Klor in his Teretz, that the Nakuda that we're saying over from the Nemuk Yosef. The Mardcha asks that the next Gemara says that Amr of Chelboy Chazinale the Rav Huna de Korichle Me'echot Klap Ishma. The Rav Huna used to roll the mezuzah from Echot to Shma, Va'oisa Parshioseos Tumois, and he would make the Parshios of the mezuzah, Parshios Tumas. Parshios means the hefsekim between the two parshios, and there's two ways, which is a big sugya coming up from Mitzvah Shem. There's two ways to make hefsekim in the Torah. We know that there's what we have consistent, there's different shitas, but what we know consistently in our, from our Sefer Torah is that there's psuchos, which is open spaces. It means there's a few words on the line, and then the rest of the line to the left is open, and you start the next parasha on the next line. That's a psucha. And then we have stumos. Stumos means that the space is sasum from both sides. It's the pashtip chat for now. The space is sasum from both sides. There's writing on the right, and then you leave a space, and then you start writing again on the left. That would be a parasha stuma. So the The Gemara is saying, Amr Abchel, b'chazinu l'rapuna, d'korachal me'echa klab b'shma, v'ois y'parashu seho stumais. And he would make the parashios of the mezuzah stumais. So Tosis asks, what do you mean parashio seho? There's only one parashio in the mezuzah. There's only one hefsik between Shema and Vahoyim Shemoya. That's the only hefsik that there is in the mezuzah. Where do you have parashio seho? Where do you have two hefsikim? So the Mordechai brings also this kasha. And the Mordechai says, Ubetoisis shans shehoyu koisven al ha'oret b'soif hashita, which is, Tosis also says this teretz, but Tosis doesn't speak out this nekuda as like the Mordechai. Maybe that's what Tosis means, but Tosis doesn't speak this out as clearly, this pshat that we're saying to the Nemuki Yosef of soif shita, shehoyu koisven al ha'oret b'soif shita, v'harei choshev kestuma, so it's called a stuma, mit oisiu parashio seho stumas. The parshiyos of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, both parshiyos are called a stuma. Kivon shenesmalis kol hashita, because since it fills the whole line, meaning that enochanami, there's only one hefsik in the mezuzah, which is the hefsik between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, but the end of the mezuzah also has as an inyan of a stuma. Kivon shenesmalis kol hashita. Nesmalis kol hashita means that the whole line is full. And he says that he's going in the pshat of soif shita, al ha'oretz b'soif shita, that since al ha'oretz is b'soif shita, so the whole line is full. And if the whole line is full, it's like a stuma because that space is sasum. Tarsus' lashon is, tas kosher denokal lashon rabim ve'en sham kim parasha achas, there's only one parasha, so how do you call it parasha yoseo? V'sham mishum al ha'oretz b'soif shita, afal pishen kosev klum achakach. Even though you're not writing afterwards, but still, since you're saying al ha'oretz b'soif shita, that's a stuma. So for now, let's just speak out the pshat of the Mordechai that holds that line is full. So if you hold that line is full, then what you would have over here is a stuma, meaning not a stuma ke'en, like we know a stuma, like a hefsik, that's a stuma. But since the line is full, so it's ke'en, that space is sosum. Even though you're not writing afterwards, like Tosis is saying, but since that space is full to the end, then you could call that is like a hefsik of a stuma. It's like a simon on a stuma. Ke'en, we could be mitzayin ke'en, what we say, Rashi says in Parshas Vayechi, mipneima parshas u stuma, because it was nistimu enayim v'libim shal tzaris ha'golos, because of the tzaris ha'golos. It was, but l'chayr over there, there's no parasha stuma, there's no hefsik at all. So you see that having no hefsik and filling up the line, that could be called a stuma. So that's why soiv shita could be called a stuma. That's why parasha yoseo are stuma, is because there's two hefsik. There's two simonim of stuma. There's a hefsik between Shema and Vahim Shema, which is a stuma. And then there's Vahim Shema itself that finishes b'soif shita, according to the Mordechai, that's called a stuma. So that's another pshat in what does it mean b'soif shita. So we have Rashi's pshat that it means b'soif shita mamish. And then we have the Mordechai's pshat that it means that you're filling up the line. Now Tosfos says that it's a stuma, but he doesn't say that your mom is filling up the line. He says, because since al ha'aretz is b'soif shita, it could be, even though you're not writing afterwards, it could be called a stuma. So it's not muchach that Tosis is saying, like the pshat of the Mordechai, that the line is full. Maybe Tosis holds a grashi. And you have over here a space, and then you have writing afterwards. So you'll have a whole space of a whole line and then writing afterwards, but since that space is closed off because there's writing afterwards, so then that's like what we have a parasha stuma in the Torah, because there's a space and then there's writing afterwards. So Tosis alone is saying that the parasha of Vahayim Shemaya has a simon of a stuma, so that could, it's not muchach that he holds like the Mordechai that you're filling up the line. It could be holds a grashi. Al ha'aretz b'shita achrayin b'soif shita means that there's an empty space and then you have the words al ha'aretz, but still that's called a stuma because it's the same simon like a simon of a stuma. Now, where is it a simon of a stuma in middle of a parasha? So the Ramo, will speak out more from this Ramo in a second, but the Ramo in Tshuvas, Simon Chof Hei, the Ramo says that could be called a stuma, because it's ke'en, you have a parish over here of a stuma, so if you would be writing afterwards, there would be like a simon that what's coming afterwards is a stuma, even though it's in the middle of the parasha. But still, since there's a simon here of a stuma, and there's nothing written afterwards, but it's ke'en, what would have been written afterwards would have been called the parasha stuma, because you have a simon of a stuma, and that's what it means, afo pishen kaisav achakach. You're not writing anything afterwards, but still there's a simon over here that what would come next would have a din of a stuma, because you have a hefsik that's in the tzura of a stuma before the next parasha. In the etz machlokes of ala eretz be soif shita or betchila shita, even though the Gemara gives reasons, but the poskim sound like they're giving other reasons. Now, it doesn't mean other reasons. It means, why would you choose this remez of kegoy b'shamayim ala eretz over the remez of merach k'shamayim ba'aretz? It would seem that's the reason why they give other svaris for the machlokes. But l'maisa, the Prima Gadim says a svar for the machlokes, and the Tshuva Sarama also says another svar for the machlokes of al ha'aretz b'tchilas shita or b'soiv shita. The Prima Gadim says that the next Gemara, even though we just said over the Gemara that says that parshi se'or stuma is, but the next Gemara brings a kasha from Amr Amr Shimon Elazar Remeir Hayekaisval Duchsusis Kimendaf Va'oyse Revich Melamayda Ve'Revich Melamata Va'oyse Paishaseh Psuchais. So you see that there is a shita that holds Psuchais. That's Zichur. Reb Shimon Elazar said over from a mayor that the Paishaseh were Psuchais. The Gemara later on says that Rav Paskins like Reb Shimon Elazar, and the Shaila is, What is that going on that he passes like Reb Shimon Elazar? And the Gemara says in the end, Reb Nachman ben Yitzchok omer mitzvah aseis in stumais. Itaka is supposed to do it as stuma. Ve'i avdinu psucha shaper dami. But you could also make it a psucha. It's also kosher as a psucha. Umay psucha is the kamer Reb Shimon Elazar, af psuchas. Reb Shimon Elazar meant also psuchas. So zok the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is in Simon Lamed Beis, in Archaim, Simon Lamed Beis. Sivkatan Imish Psaizov Sivkatan Chavov. Prima Gadim says that it comes out that in the Shita of Reb Shimon Elazar there's a machloikis if Reb Shimon Elazar meant that the parashis should be psuchais, or the parashis could also be psuchais. Now, the simon of a parasha in the Torah, and parshas, it would be like that in Tefillin and Mezuzah also. In general, we say that the simon of a parasha is a simon on what's coming up. It means there's a whole list in of what's called a parasha psucha, what is supposed to be a parasha psucha, what is supposed to be a parasha stuma. The pashtus is that the simon is a hefsik, and the parasha coming after the simon, is that parsha a psucha, or is that parsha a stuma? L'malshul, the hefsik between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, which is going to be the next big need in our sugya, what is that hefsik? So that hefsik is, what do you call Vahayim Shemaya? Means in the hefsik between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya is koveya. What is the parsha of Vahayim Shemaya? The parsha of Vahayim Shemaya is a parsha stuma, because in the Torah, the sheer parasha, the space, the white space in the Torah before Vahayim Shemaya, is in the form of a stuma. That's koveya that Vahayim Shemaya, which comes after the hefsik, is a stuma. And that's the way the Rambam lists the parashias of psuchas and stumas. The Rambam starts from the second parasha in the Torah, because the second parsha in the Torah is the first parsha that has a hefsik in front of it, and that parsha is called a parsha, a psucha, or it's called a psucha. It's called a psucha because the hefsik in front of it makes that it's an open. It's starting from a beginning. It's not stuma. It's the space in front of it's not sasum. It's psuach. So it's starting from a new thing. But the sheer parsha is going on what's coming afterwards. The Taz in Simon Lamed Beis The Taz brings a Ramami Pano that holds that the Shir Parsha goes on the Parsha before it. That would mean that in our case of a mezuzah or a tefillin, the space between Vahayim Shemaya and Shema would be Koiveya what Shema is. You leave over a space after the Parsha, and whatever that space is, if it's Pesuach or it's Sosel, that's Koiveya that the Parsha above it is a Parsha Psucha or a Parsha Stuma. Sokta Prima Gadim, that if you hold like this, then it would come out that where you write Al Ha'aretz, that would be Koveya, the Parsha of Vahoyim Shemaya. If Vahoyim Shemaya is a Psucha or a Stuma, would be Nikva Al Yadeh, the space that you leave after Vahoyim Shemaya. So if you would end Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita, that would make that the space afterwards is a space that's Pesuach, and that would go with the Manda Omer that holds in Reb Shem ben Elazar that Psucha is Dafka, because the space afterwards is open. So then you have Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita is going with the Shita that holds that since Vahoyim Shemaya has to be Dafka Psucha, so Al Ha'aretz has to be B'tchilas Shita, because the space afterwards is going to be Koveya Vahoyim Shemaya, that Vahoyim Shemaya is a Psucha. But if you say Av Psucha is that Vahoyim Shemaya is kosher, even if it's a stuma, you could also make it a psucha, but you could also make it a stuma, or forget lechatchila, it's supposed to be a stuma. Af psuchas means psucha is also kosher. We'll see why, but beikar it's supposed to be a stuma, but af psuchas is kosher. Then that would be the shita that holds that al haaretz goes besoif shita. So it means, and because you would have a shir psucha in front of in the middle of a hayim shemaya, or Al Kaponim, yeah, it's at the end of Vahayim Shemaya. It's not after Vahayim Shemaya, but you have a stuma in Vahayim Shemaya would be Kaveha on the parasha before it, that Vahayim Shemaya would be called a stuma. So the Prima Gaon wants to say that the machloikis that we have here of Al Ha'aretz, Betchila Shita or Besoif Shita, is totally in what Vahayim Shemaya has to be. Does Vahayim Shemaya have to be a stuma, or does Vahayim Shemaya have to be a psucha? Similar to what we said in Tosis, that the stuma of the lashon of the Gemara Va'isu Parshei Seha, stuma is would be going on Vahayim Shemaya is also a stuma. But till now we said Ifanim had to be Masber Vahayim Shemaya would be called Sosum, even though it's not really a stuma, or like we said from the Ramah that it would be a simon that the next parsha would be called a stuma. But now we're saying in the parsha of Vahayim Shemaya itself, if it's supposed to be a psucha or a stuma, it would be the kaveya if Al Ha'aretz is betchila shita or if Al Ha'aretz is besoif shita. And we take a paskin that it's supposed to be a stuma. So lechayre, according to this cheshbon, Al Ha'aretz should have to be besoif shita. And we do Al Ha'aretz betchila shita on a line of its own. So lechayre, that's a psucha. Zok the prima gadol, that's not shver. Because we hold, like we started with, we hold, this, we don't paskin like this Ramami Pano. We hold that the simon of a psucha and stuma is going on the parsha that's coming up next. So, Enochinami, you have to be. But Tosis is asking that how do you say on that the oisei parsha say o stuma is fine. Kefi the terutzim, like said before, we'll have to fa'emfer. But lamaisa, the space afterwards by us, the space afterwards after Vahayim Shemaya would define that the parsha coming up would be a parsha psucha. Tosis is going on Soif Shita. We pass in the Maisa Tchilas Shita, and we pass in that we make a mezuzah a stuma, and Zok the Prima Gadol, because the Vard is, even though the space after Vahayim Shemaya is Al Ha'aretz, is B'tchilas Shita, so the space after Vahayim Shemaya is completely open. So that, according to the Ramami Pano, that would make the Vahayim Shemaya is a psucha, Zok the Prima Gadol. That's only like the Ramami Pano that holds that the space afterwards is Kaveh on the Parsha before, but we hold that the space afterwards is Kaveh on the Parsha afterwards. So Al Ha'aretz is betchila shita, and still the mezuzah is called a stuma because the space between Vahayim Shemaya and Shema is a stuma, and the kasha of Parshiyoy Seha, and Achinami Taisa says it only stems. You could only fa'emfer it like the mandem that holds besoif shita, but l'maisa we hold betchila shita. So that kasha of Parshiyoy Seha would still be a tzarichia, but l'maisa we hold Al Ha'aretz betchila shita, and it doesn't make that the parasha afterwards is a psucha, because we hold that the simon of the parasha is not going on the parasha that's above the ksav, the parasha before it. It's going on the parasha that's coming up next. The Ramah that we mentioned in Tshuvas, in Simon Chofei, so Ramah says another pshat in the Machlokes of Al Ha'aretz B'Tchilas Shita or B'Soiv Shita. He brings that next Gemara that we discussed. Omer B'chel B'chazina L'Rav Kuhuna D'Korach Lo Me'echad Klap Yishma V'Oisi Pasha Seos Tumais. And he asks a kasha. Rav Chelba is saying that he saw by Rav Huna that he was Korach Me'echad Klap Yishma. Means he rolled the mezuzah from left to right, from the end of the mezuzah, echad, towards the beginning. Means when you open it, what you'll see first is Shema. Va'oisi pashaseo stumais, and he made the pashas stumais. Frek de Ramah, the order of his memris is backwards. First you write the pashas, and then you roll the mezuzah. He rolled the mezuzah, echad klap Shema, and he made the pashas stumais. It's, he's saying them in the wrong order. Sokti Ramah, that the two things go together. The two things are totally zebazeh. Because the outline of what he says is because they wanted to write to roll it me'echad klap Yishma, therefore they were oisi pashaseos tumais. Meaning, he goes with Toysis's pshat of stumois. That stumois means that al ha'aretz is b'shita achroin, is b'soiv shita. So, if al ha'aretz is b'soiv shita, then that's called a stuma. Zokti Ramah, that we want that when a person opens the mezuzah to read it, when he unrolls the mezuzah, he should first come across the words Kimei HaShemayim before Al Ha'aretz. Why? Zokti Ramah, because Shemayim is Moira on the Neshama. Because in the Neshama is the Mokum that when the Neshamas came from is Shemayim. Al Ha'aretz is Moira on Misa and on the Guf, because that's the Mokum of the Guf. So, if you hold that you're opening them when you roll the mezuzah. So let's make a cheshbon. If you put al ha'aretz betchilas shita, so al ha'aretz is on the right side. So if you're going to open the mezuzah, if you're going to roll the mezuzah from left to right. Means you roll the mezuzah from Echad to Shema. When you open the mezuzah and you look at the bottom of the mezuzah, you'll come across Al Ha'aretz before Kimei HaShemayim. Because Kimei HaShemayim is all the way on the left of the mezuzah and Al Ha'aretz is all the way on the right of the mezuzah. And we want that you should have to, that you should come across Kimei HaShemayim first, because we want a remez that when you unroll the mezuzah to read it, you should first see Shemayim before you should see Aretz. So Zokti Ramah. Now, in Rav Huna, Chazina Amar Rav Chelba, Chazina Leila Rav Huna, the Karech Lo Me'echad Klap Yishma. By Rav Huna, he wanted that he should roll it Me'echad Klap Yishma. Why did he want like that? So the Ramah says that it could be because since Rav Huna had Talmidim. So the Talmidim would open the mezuzah to learn from it Hilchas Mezuzah, to see how it was written and learn from it Hilchas Mezuzah. And the way I understand what the Ramah means is, and the Mela, when they opened it, they wanted to open it that the beginning, Shema, should be the first thing that appears. So therefore, when they rolled it from Echad to Shema, they rolled it from left to right. So when you open something that's rolled from left to right, you come across the right side of it first. So now, if they would write if they would write al ha'aretz in the beginning of the line, and you're opening it, what you're seeing is the right side first, so you would come across al ha'aretz before kimei ha'shamayim. And that can't be. So because he wanted to be karech me'echt klap reshma, that's why he was oisepa shusel stumais. That means that he wrote al ha'aretz b'soif shita. And since al ha'aretz is b'soif shita, kimei ha'shamayim is on top of al ha'aretz. So when you open it up from right to left and you're reading it normally, you'll see kimei ha'shamayim before you see al ha'aretz. Mash ein kein. The shita that holds al ha'aretz is betchilas shita. He would hold that you don't roll the mezuzah from Echad Klapei Shema. He would hold you roll the mezuzah from Shema Klapei Echad. And if you roll the mezuzah from Shema Klapei Echad, so when you open it up, the first thing that you see is the left side of the mezuzah, and the left side of the mezuzah says Kimei HaShemayim, because you wrote Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita. So, Zokti Ramah, it's Maro Mechad, it could be, according to this pshat, that it's Maro Mechad or Maro Mechad V'loi Pligi. Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz has to be either B'tchila Shita or B'soif Shita. That depends on how you want to roll the mezuzah. If you roll the mezuzah from Echad Klapei Shema, you roll it from left to right. So the first thing that you see is the right side of the mezuzah. So then you have to hold B'soif Shita. Because you can't, if you would open the mezuzah and you're going to see the right side of the mezuzah, you'll see Al Ha'aretz before Kimei HaShemayim. But if you will roll the mezuzah from the other way, you'll roll the mezuzah from right to left, so then the first thing that you open it when you see the mezuzah is the left side of the mezuzah. So the first thing that you'll see is Kimei HaShemayim. So then you could write Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita. And it sounds like from the Ramah that Dafka by Rav Huna, they had this inyan to open the mezuzah and read it. Memela, they had to make Paris Yisraelas Tumais and write Al Ha'aretz B'soif Shita. Masha Enkein, in other places, they could write Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita. It sounds like that is more L'chatchila, that's taka what we do. Because we see that we have kashas of Al Ha'aretz B'soif Shita, that there's a shir parasha in the middle of the parasha. We're muching how to understand this, how to emphasize that you have a shir parasha, so it's moira on the next parasha, but l'maisa, it's a hefsik before Al Ha'aretz. So the L'chatchila is to write Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita. But to do that, you would have to be kairichit the other way. It sounds like from the Ramah that's not a problem to be kairichit the other way, only by Rav Huna. That Rav Chelboy said that he saw by Rav Huna that they rolled the mezuzah from Echad Klapei Shema. So to Ramah, it's because by Rav Huna was nimtza talmidim, so they were constantly opening the mezuzah to read it. So they wanted to write, to roll me'echad klapei shema. That's why they had to write Al Ha'aretz B'soif Shita. Bekitzer advarim, zok the Ramah that al ha'aretz b'tchila shita or al ha'aretz b'soif shita is totally in whether or not you're going to open the mezuzah to read it. Marim mechado, marim mechado v'loy pligi. The point is that you have to come across the words kimei ha'shamayim before you come across al ha'aretz, because shamayim is more on the neshama and al ha'aretz is more on the guf. So you have to come across shamayim before al ha'aretz. So you'll write B'tchila Shita or B'soif Shita accordingly to the way that you want to roll the mezuzah. If you're someone that's going to open the mezuzah, so then you have to roll it from Echad Klapei Shema. So you could open it by Shema. So then you'll have to write Al Ha'aretz B'soif Shita. But if you're going to write, and then Kimei HaShemayim will be directly above Al Ha'aretz, that's called seeing Kimei HaShemayim first. But if you're going to put the mezuzah away and you're not going to open it again, then you could write Al Ha'aretz B'tchilas Shita, and you could roll it the other way. You roll it from Shema to Echad, and Al Ha'aretz is in the beginning of the line on the right side. And if you would open the mezuzah, then you would open it. You would see first the left side, so you would see Shemayim before you would see Ha'aretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.